Well, here with me in this interview, I've got Tom Ramey. And Tom, you are the CEO for the Cattlemen's Beef Board, the head of the staff, and that's in charge of implementing all of this work that the board directs you to do, I know. At this summer conference, what are some of the key main topics or issues that are being discussed? You know, we got all the committees that are about to kick off their work, and I know there's some pretty big things that you guys are having to deal with on the staff level.
Yeah, we've got basically two big issues we deal with during a summer conference. The first involves the budget. The operating committee's done its work in May and recommended a beef board budget to the full board, and we reviewed the full budget with the board at our update session this morning, and now it's their turn to go to the committee meetings, talk at their committees about the various draft authorization requests the contractors are going to be presenting. And obviously the tough task is the fact that checkoff dollars are down, cow numbers are down, overall cattle numbers are down. We're dealing with a pretty tough situation, not only just with the checkoff, but the industry as a whole. And we're going to have to find a way to stretch those precious checkoff dollars with few of them, and find a way to make that work to our advantage.
Well, I know that the speaking of the budget, that it's still got more process to go through before it gets finalized. Do you see that because of the way things are going, that there might still be more changes made at this point? Or?
Yeah, at this stage, the budget has been recommended by the operating committee to the full beef board. So the way the process works is the full beef board considers what the operating committee and the executive committee on those administrative budget components, what they have recommended. This is their opportunity to look at the details within those different program areas and recommend to the operating committee which programs they think should be funded, which within each of those budget components and within their committees. And then the operating committee then will look at that in the individual programs in September. So when we meet with the board in September, that is their opportunity to weigh in on the budget and say, yes, we think this is the budget we want to have, or no, we want to send this budget back to the operating committee for retooling, and here's where we'd like you to change it.
Well, I know another big issue here has been the introduction or the start of a process to come up with some recommendations for how to pass along to the secretary for some improvements that might be made in the checkoff. What is it that you anticipate doing in terms of supporting that effort and helping make that happen?
Right, that is the second big topic of the day here for the beef board members at the summer conference. And from a staff standpoint, we will be gathering all of the written comments from the various organizations. As you know, we sent out over 300 letters to various organizations asking for comments. We will be organizing meetings with approximately 16 national industry organizations that we sent letters to, and trying to meet with their board members and officers to talk about what suggestions they might have. With organizations of that magnitude and reach, we really want to understand from their standpoint what their suggestions were all about. Sometimes you can get something in writing and you can read it and you think you know why they put that suggestion in there, but it's really nice to understand what is the issue they're trying to resolve when they form their suggestions. So we're doing that with the big organizations. We as a staff are going to accumulate all that data. We've been asked by the administration subcommittee to scrub that data, if you will. We're going to be removing the name of the organization that's associated with that recommendation, because the administration subcommittee said they wanted to deal with each suggestion on its own merit. This shouldn't be weighted by who it is that said it or didn't say it. So we're going to be scrubbing that data, accumulating that data in the format they want, and then we'll be organizing the meetings and helping them conduct those meetings that we have going forward in September, October, November.
Beyond those issues, any other comments you want to make about how things are going here and the producers that you've been able to interact with and all that?
You know, there's kind of a couple things going on. Obviously, there's excitement about what we're doing. There's a fair amount of concern with what's happening in the industry with higher input costs, weather conditions that aren't very favorable, lower budget. I mean, that's the big topic of the day in terms of the beef checkoff program, and we're trying to find ways to stretch that dollar even a little bit further than we have in the past. And so the producers are glad to be here, I think, to talk about these important issues, but obviously their mood is such that these are difficult times for the beef industry, and we have to take some make some difficult decisions and make this thing work. So we're in for a very interesting week.
I know, and it seems like we've been here a a while already, but we got a while to go. So I look forward to hopefully maybe talking to you at the end of the conference again and kind of get a sense for how things did go by the time we get there. Well, thanks, Tom, for taking a few minutes to speak with me here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.